play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Hello, hello, and happy Monday to you. Boy, does this feel good. There's something about the workday immediately following or right after the weekend. It is absolutely incredible. And now with the weekend under our belts, we can get right back to it. The time is now 6:07. It is 59 degrees, and you are now tuned in to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Nikki Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. Up next, today we are shaking things up and kicking things off with one legendary birthday. When we come back, we're discussing one story of triumph, controversy, and an unrelenting drive to win. Find out whose legacy is as complex as it is unforgettable when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.
You've listened to the rest. Now here's the best, the music you love, right here on 105.9 AFN Sigonella.
Gaiakin is American reality-based cooking game show where chefs who previously won on other Food Network game shows compete. Tune into this series tonight at 7 on AFN Movies, streaming on AFN Now. If we had the chance in the... Often referred to as Charlie Hustle, he is one of the most iconic and controversial figures in the history of Major League Baseball. Known for his relentless work ethic, fierce competitiveness, and unparalleled passion for the game, his career is marked by both extraordinary achievements and scandal. Born on this day in 1941 in Cincinnati, Ohio, he developed a love for baseball at a young age. He debuted in the MLB in 1963 with the Cincinnati Reds, and over the next two decades, he became one of the most accomplished and durable players in the sport. He's played 24 seasons in the MLB, primarily with the Cincinnati Reds, and over his career, he accumulated 4,256 hits, the most in MLB history. He was a 17-time All-Star, a three-time World Series champion, and won the National League Most Valuable Player Award in 1973. That is an unbelievable feat, by the way. I mean, I can barely bowl without the borders being up while history is being made on a baseball field. While a controversial decision led him to being barred from ever being elected to the Hall of Fame, many fans view him as one of the greatest players of all time. And today, we choose to celebrate the victory of Pete Rose on what would have been his 84th birthday. Happy heavenly birthday, Pete! And if your destiny includes the Field of Dreams, why not register for the Intramural Softball League? All active duty, dependents, and NATO ID card holders ages 18 and up are invited to register no later than noon this Friday. So step up to the plate for one action-packed adventure. If you'd like to register, please contact Angelina Gott at 624-3785 and try to embrace the sweet escape of the game. Trust me when I tell you, you cannot find this kind of working over a computer. Find out which event supports caffeine, connection, and creativity. Keep it here. Okay, so moment of truth. I am not the biggest coffee drinker in my circle. I am, however, a pretty big fan of caffeine, creativity, and connecting over those shared interests. Introducing USO Sigonella's Coffee Connections, which takes place tomorrow at 10. This event isn't just about coffee. It's about the people across the table. It's about those unexpected conversations, the ideas that spark over a simple cup, and the relationships that start with, "Hi, mind if I join you?" Whether you're new, curious, or you just need that one good chat to shift your day, Coffee Connections is where it all starts. And if that's not enough to entice you, you will not believe what's in store. This Connections event includes a spring-themed painting session, so you can enjoy your favorite mocktail while connecting with fellow military spouses and painting a spring gnome as a personal memento. Who knew caffeine could bring out your inner artist? If you'd like to attend this painting with a twist, be sure to register and secure your space and a strong cup of joe. To register, visit the USO Sigonella Facebook page, and cheers to all of my fellow caffeine creatives out there.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. All I really need is a little commitment.
Bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonella weather.
It is 6:30 and 59 degrees. Today it's cloudy, windy, and cooler with a high of 65. Tonight is windy this evening, but turning clear and mild with a low of 58. Tomorrow is windy with intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high of 69 and a low of 60. And now over to our exchange rate brought to you courtesy of Community Bank. One U.S. dollar will buy you 85 euro cents, and 1 euro will cost you $1.15.
And now for your rating news update. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi. Relax, reiterate, repeat. According to the American Institute of Stress, 77% of employees believe work-related stress has negatively affected their mental health, while 80% of veterans with PTSD suffer from depression or anxiety. Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson puts you in the driver's seat of calm and controlled.
Stress is a natural human response that prompts us to address challenges and threats in our lives. Credo facilitator Richard Graves addresses one preliminary step combating stress.
Spending time alone gives you a chance to learn about yourself and just be who you are. Mindfulness is going to that place and doing your meditation and just let that be your calm spot. So it's really important that when we find ourselves not able to move ahead, to be able to ask for help.
Mr. Graves also stated the importance of putting yourself first and treating yourself with kindness and how it's an effective approach to reducing stress.
Learn to forgive yourself. You're not the same person today that you were back then. Have a bit of grace when it comes to yourself, not just with other people, but be able to forgive yourself and embrace who you are because we need you. We need you just the way you are on this team.
Understanding how stress affects you can empower you to improve your well-being and overall performance. If you could use some help, you can attend the stress reduction class every Tuesday in the month of April, hosted by Health Promotion and Wellness. For more information, visit the Health Promotion and Wellness Facebook page. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson.
That's your rating news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi.
I could go and read your mind.
We asked Sigonella's own what it means to be a military kid, and here's what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Haley, and my favorite part about being a military child is trying food and going to new places.
Hi, my name is Addison, and I really like being a military child because of all the friends I made along the way.
Hi, my name is Zachary, and what I enjoy most about being a military kid is that I get to travel a lot of places, meet new friends, and try a lot of good food.
You heard it first here from NAS Sigonella's smallest service members. Don't forget to celebrate the resilience, strength, and contribution of military children during this month, the month of the military child.
With his heart-wrenching melodies and one powerful voice, he redefined the sound of love and longing. Stay tuned as we revisit a lost legend of soul music on this day in music history when we return.
I just need someone.
Take a journey throughout time and space, visiting each decade.
Then I saw her face. Oh, what a
this day in music.
American R&B and soul singer Percy Sledge died of liver cancer at his home in Baton Rouge at age 73. The inspiration behind his 1966 U.S. number one hit, When a Man Loves a Woman, came when Sledge's girlfriend left him for a modeling career after he was laid off from a construction job in late 1965. Born on November 25, 1940 in Layton, Alabama, Sledge's music career began in the early 1960s. His sound blended gospel, rhythm and blues, and early rock and roll. The hit single, When a Man Loves a Woman, became his biggest and most enduring hit. It quickly climbed to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and remains one of the most famous soul songs of all time. Its heartfelt lyrics and lush romantic arrangement have made it a classic. I've got to say, personally, hearing this song makes me fall in love all over again. With what, I'm not really sure, but this song truly embodies what it means to love and be loved. And if music takes you to that very special place, you are going to love what Fleet and Family has in store for you. This Friday, they are offering you and your spouse a new way of sharing domestic responsibilities. You can prioritize what's most important to your family and distribute the work that it takes to run a household. And in doing so, you'll experience less arguing, less disappointment, and a whole lot of teamwork. Wow, less arguing and more working together. If that's not love, I don't know what is. For more information, contact Fleet and Family and long live love, right? When a man loves a woman.
Is this musical artist?
He was an American singer, actor, and cultural icon, known for his smooth voice, impeccable phrasing, and charismatic style. Rising to fame in the 1940s, he became one of the best-selling music artists of all time with hits like My Way, Fly Me to the Moon, and New York. His image is stylish, cool, and timeless. Can you guess this musical artist?
You guess Frank Sinatra, you're definitely one of the cool kids.
Sigonella's own what it means to be a military kid, and here's what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Natalie, and what I like about being a military child is that we can meet new people.
Hello, I am Spencer, and what I like about being a military kid is that when people move and then you go on trips, there's always a friend there.
You heard it first here from Sigonella's smallest service members. Don't forget to celebrate the resilience, strength, and contribution of military children during this the month of the military child.
Tomorrow, you can rock teal clothing or a teal ribbon to show your support for survivors of sexual assault and help promote open dialogue and action to prevent sexual assault. See your command victim advocates for ribbons, or you can even make your way on over to the Fleet and Family Support Center for more information. It is 6:52, and I think it's time we enhance our sleep quality. For me, these morning shows begin a lot earlier than my brain can comprehend, so getting a great night's sleep is very necessary. And if you're anything like me, you'll be happy to know that the American Red Cross is hosting a free volunteer-led program known as Sleep 101 that will dive right into everything you need to know when it comes to good sleep hygiene. What it means to take advantage of the one thing that should actually be the easiest thing to do, which is to fall asleep. If you'd like to make the most of your sleep, the course takes place on Monday, April 21st. For more information, or if you would like to register, you can email sigonella@redcross.org. Well, that just about does it for the first hour of the Morning Buzz, but fret not. During our next hour, we are reaching for the stars. Make sure you continue to keep it here. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best. I can't be-